the good energy doctor and the Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I'm Dr. Hannah Klein, and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good, happy, and grateful pretty much all the time, and explore together how to get to that place and the things inside of you that need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts to you. It is time to leave the reality that you might live in, where there is never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger for the state of humanity and the world. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Life is a gift. Live it. How can we get to know our soul? Well, that's an interesting question. The way I do it is I wake up every morning, going a little round to the bathroom, and sit down in a chair right next to my bed. If it's cold, I put a blanket over myself, and I start to defocus. I open myself up for bigger perspective. I start focusing on both sides of my head. I start with the ears, and I start imagining that on each ear there's like a cone of energy going out. And I put my attention on both sides of the head at the same time. Just think of that. Try that right now. Just kind of imagine both your ears and that there's a cone going out on each side. That way, we are opening ourselves up and giving the soul some room. The soul can shine in this space. It's not cluttered with thoughts. And then you can continue down and imagine both your shoulders at the same time and these cones of energy going out on both sides of your body, on your shoulders and your elbows and your hips and your knees and your feet. This can take several minutes. Stay with each place. It is now quiet inside of you. You're not thinking of things. You're not in your day. You're really just here with a wider perspective on life. And after this initial period, it is time to go into the absolutely dimensionless space where really the soul lives. This is a place where there is no time and there is no spatial things. There is no past and no future. There is no recognizable things around you. In a way, you can say you're just spacing out. And in this spacing out, floating around, in this free space where you're weightless in every way. There's nothing holding you still. But it also is a place of full of potential. Potential for good is all around you. In physics, they talk about the wave and the particle. Each piece of light can be described both as if it's just a wave moving forward, or a particle which is really has a mass somehow. Now, in this realm we are in now, where there's no time and no spatial features, that is the place where everything is waves. Everything is potential, and everything is potential for good. Just feel it. You're kind of rotating, soaked on all sides with potential for good. Isn't that amazing? And this space you get to be in. Continue whenever there's any thoughts coming in here and there of something you need to do that day. Just push them gently away and stay in that space. It can help you a lot to have background music of some sort in your headphones. If you start hearing sounds from the outside, for example, it might be a good thing. There's also a lot of guided meditations you can use, because this is really a form of meditation. Meditation is to get to know you better. And after I've been to that place where there's no time and no space really, I am now in a brainwave pattern that is called alpha or theta. It is in the subconscious mind, really. This is where children are. Young children are here. And this is a time you can write your own programs. In episode 2, I was talking about how to erase programs you really don't need from your subconscious mind. Here, we are in a place of practicing those we want to have. This is a form of mental training we are entering now. Let's take an example of abundance. You want to feel abundant. Abundant in resources and in confidence and in joy. All these different things. Now is the time to practice how it feels. So you imagine, you integrate that feeling and feel like successful, abundant person with more than enough money, with more than enough opportunities to really explore and enjoy and contribute to life, the planet, to all of humanity. So practice it in this space. Feel the great feeling that is there. When I was an athlete, we did this all the time. We had this mental training and really see yourself to that perfection. And I used to imagine myself doing high jump, which was my sport. And I would run towards the bar and jump up in perfection and get over the bar. Ooh. And sometimes I was still kicked on the bar with my foot in my imagination. And you know, when I came to the competition, that would be precisely what would happen. The brain does not know the difference between something you have practiced in your mind and something your body has really done. I really encourage you to try it. Start it. Start doing a practice every day. You can start out with a few minutes, and you can extend it to an hour maybe. Meditation is actually you are in a semi-sleeping state which means your body is not exhausted from being in meditation. So if you would, for instance, wake up an hour earlier than usual and just do this practice, your body will think that you've been sleeping. Pretty much the same. So it is not a waste of time. This is a way for your soul to shine. It starts the day being the one leading. As soon as you come out of this meditation, this quiet space, and into your day, it is really your soul leading. And your ego is happy to follow along and continue into your day filled with joy, and the meditation has given you an amazing feeling of openness, of joy, of potential. Because that's really what the soul stands for. So I wish you luck to practice this in your own life and start your day really good. I want you to think that you can do something today to change your life for the better. It's about lifting your vibration to a higher vibration where joy and love and gratitude live, and try to implement it in your life. So take some of these thoughts and advice that I have given you today and practice.